Patriots will take the field at SRP Park on a beautiful Sunday night. Sold out crowd here at SRP Park as the Green Jackets look to notch a season sweep, a series sweep, that is, of the Salem Red Sox. They have won five in a row over the course of this week. They have taken eight consecutive games against their Salem counterparts. They'll do it with Samuel Strickland on the mound tonight, who is making his first appearance of the month of September. His last three outings, he has been terrific. He has not given up an earned run. He has struck out 13 and walked just one since the first time he faced Salem back in the second week of August. He'll be opposed by a debuting man on the other side, the former Army West Point and UVA man, Connolly Early, who will make his first professional appearance this evening, going up against a Green Jackets lineup that has been very hot. The Green Jackets have won games in all sorts of ways this week. They won a no-hitter in the first game of the doubleheader on Thursday. They won with a high-powered offense on Tuesday. And then last night and Friday night, they've hung on to win games that have been on the lower scoring side of things. Sabin Ceballos back in the lineup today. He got the day off yesterday. No EJ Exposito, which means that his SRP Park playing days for this season are over. He is the Green Jackets' leader in games played and runs batted in this season. The man to watch will be Ambioris Tavares, who is as hot as he has been all season. 7-for-17 with four walks this week. He's also stolen three bases and got on base at a 600% clip. The entire Green Jackets pitching staff has been firing on all cylinders as well. They've held Salem to just 29 hits over the five games and hardly surrendered any walks. Salem's only averaged 8.5 base runners per game this season. Rather, this series, Green Jackets almost twice that. Green Jackets have left some men aboard, but it doesn't matter when you've won five straight games. It's the longest winning streak of the season for Augusta. It comes at a good time for the fans here on Fan Appreciation Day. We will hand it over to our PA announcer for Forrest O'Quinn's national anthem. Well, for the last time this year, Green Jackets at home taking on the Salem Red Sox. Home game number 60 of the season. Green Jackets looking to make it a clean sweep here against the Salem Red Sox. They have won five in a row. The Green Jackets have not recorded a six-game series sweep since July of last year when they took six straight against Delmarva. It's pretty rare to see a complete six-game sweep, but the Green Jackets are looking like they've got every indication of doing so. They have been flying high. They have won big. They have won close. And today they're looking to send the 4,000-plus fans here at SRP Park home for the winter on a high note. It's the lefty, Samuel Strickland, who takes the mound for Augusta. He has been used as a starter and a reliever this year. Began the season up in Rome, but rejoined Augusta in early May and has been an integral part of the rotation and the bullpen since rejoining the Green Jackets, where last year he was amongst the leaders in strikeouts for Augusta. Last time out, he was perfect. He went four innings in relief. He did not give up a base runner, and he struck out seven. In fact, in his last 10 2/3 innings of work, he has not given up an earned run. He has held opponents to just five hits, a batting average of .132, a .132 batting average in that time. Here's the lineup he'll be going against today for the Salem Red Sox, who have long since been eliminated from postseason contention, as have the Green Jackets, but Augusta has really added insult to injury this week. Jostingson Garcia will lead it off, with Antonio Anderson still searching for his first hit this series, batting second. Johanafran Garcia hits in the three spot today. The power-hitting catcher will be followed up by Luis Ravello. Marvin Alcantara, a good day yesterday, bats fifth. Nathaniel Yuten, a couple of runs batted in on Tuesday and nothing since, hits sixth, with Enderso Lira batting seventh, Albert Feliz in the eighth spot, and Albert Senasi-Hen hitting .307, batting ninth. The righty Garcia in the box, the lefty Strickland on the mound. Green Jackets in their home whites, Salem in their alternate blues. First pitch here is a strike at the bottom of the zone, according to home plate umpire Frank Jones. Fastball at 93, and we are off and running at 6.07 p.m. 88 degrees, a picturesque evening for baseball. Strickland working from the full windup. A one is caught on and missed. Strickland, a lefty, is actually much harder on righties than he is on southpaws, or those who bat from the left side. Interesting reverse splits, and it favors him as well. Not only is Salem the worst batting team against lefties in the league, they also have just one true lefty in the lineup today. Garcia will take one downstairs. It's a 1-2 count. Strickland looking to put away the leadoff man. Garcia will foul this one off, hitting .224, four homers. He's driven in 23. Just 2-for-17 this week, though. Had a much better series back in Salem when these two teams met in the first road trip of August. Strickland, the mound in sun, the batter's box is both in shadow. And the pitch here is lined softly towards center field. It'll bloop in for a base hit between second baseman Wilfer Dung and Tyler Collins in center. So a two-strike single for Garcia to begin things here. Infield for Augusta today, Sabin Ceballos at third, Cam McGee at short with Tavares DHing. Wilfer Dung, the third, plays at second, and Drew Compton is at first with Jacob Godman, the other battery mate, along with Strickland. Outfield from left to right, Pio Boucher in left, Collins in center, and Jace Grady in right. First pitch here, a changeup on the inside corner for a strike to Georgia native Antonio Anderson, drafted out of North Atlanta High, which is exactly where you'd think. Was a Georgia Tech signee, but ended up signing with the Red Sox instead. Third rounder, 89th overall. 0-1 is hit high in the air to center. Playable for Collins, who retreats, goes towards his left, and makes the catch, one away. Anderson now 0-for-8 this week, averaged down to an even 100. Early stages for him, though, just added to the Salem roster last week, and someone who could very easily have been left in the complex if the Red Sox did not want to challenge their young draftees. We'll have another one of them on the mound in the bottom of the first. One on, one out. No score for Johanafran Garcia, the younger of the Garcia brothers, with the elder off the first base bag, and the catcher Garcia will foul this one off. It's 0-1. Mentioned that Frank Jones is the home plate umpire today, dressed in black. Tyler Hovick is the man on the bases. Compton holding on Garcia. We'll go back to the bag here on a pickoff attempt. They apply a tag quickly. Garcia kind of dogging it back to the bag, but he'll get back in time. Welcome to folks tuning in here from the CSRA and beyond. Connolly Early makes his debut in the bottom of the frame. Red Sox and Braves in the Carolina League this afternoon. Garcia takes a big cut and a miss. It's 0-2. Of course, the Green Jackets were a Red Sox affiliate from 1999 to 2004. Plenty of Red Sox Hall of Famers came through what was then Lake Olmsted Stadium. 0-2 the count. Strickland's pitch is hit hard but foul over the concourse and out of play. And for those of you tuning in, I'm Nathan Strauss. It's the last home game here for me as well, and a great way to do it with the Green Jackets taking on my hometown team, or the affiliate of my hometown team. Grew up in Boston and a big Red Sox fan, but today this whole series, it's all about just seeing what the prospects on each team have to offer. Oh, and two, Jostingson Garcia on the lead. His pitch is swung on and missed, and Johanafran waves at it and goes down swinging. Got a breaking ball there and must have been sitting fastball. He tried to swing. He knew it was in the zone, but could not make contact. And now Luis Ravello to the dish. A leadoff single for Garcia and a flyout and a strikeout since then. Ravello, 2-for-14 this week, but 7 strikeouts in that time. Pitch here is in the zone for a strike. Ravello, a switch hitter, but batting as a righty here. Mentioned before, the splits for Strickland on the mound. Against left-handers, they hit 286. Righties hit just 220 against him, which is not the norm for a southpaw. And the 0-1 grounded foul down the third baseline. We know the postseason team for the Carolina League South Division in the second half. Charleston clinched the title a couple of days ago. We do not know who will win the North yet. Another pickoff throw on an 0-2 count to first base, not in time. Green Jackets will be heading up to Kinston, North Carolina on Tuesday morning for their final series of the year to take on the first half champions, the Down East Wood Ducks, who have had a much different second half than when they won the league in the third to last week of the season. In the first half, Strickland misses up and away here. Ravello hitting 218, 6 homers. He's driven in 46 amongst a couple of players on this Salem team in the 40s for runs batted in. No standouts though, and not a whole lot of power either. 2-2 is fought foul. They hit half of their home runs on the entire season in the month of August. It coincided with the arrival of the Johanafran Garcias, the Jostingson Garcia back in June, and really the emergence of Albert Feliz and John Frank Salazar's power threats too. No Salazar in the lineup today though for Salem. 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed, tipped into the mitt of Jacob Godman, and back-to-back strikeout to retire the side in the first. Connolly Early to the mound when we come back. Green Jackets to the plate, no score after half an inning.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
And we're back here for the bottom of the first. Green Jackets center down in order in the top of the frame. It'll be batters 1, 2, and 3 as we get you the Green Jackets lineup tonight. Ampioris Tavares leads it off on a 10-game on-base streak. Cam McGee on an on-base streak of his own will follow him up. Sabin Ceballos gets his fourth game this week. He bats third. Drew Compton in the cleanup spot today, followed by Jace Grady, who had a 2-RBI double in the first inning yesterday. Wilbur Dung the third follows him with the bottom three in the order today. P.O. Boucher, Jacob Godman, and Tyler Collins. On the mound, the lefty out of UVA, Connolly Early, drafted 151st overall, the fifth rounder of the Red Sox, making his first pro appearance, and the lefty will fire in a strike at the bottom of the zone at 90 miles an hour. Was one of the nation's leader in wins for the Hoos last year. A great baseball program there in Charlottesville. 0-1, taken on the inside edge this time, and another strike, that one also at 90 miles an hour. Did not pitch in the complex, added to the Salem roster earlier this week, and now we'll see how long he can go today. Probably an inning or two would be the guess, 25 to 40 pitches, somewhere in that range. 0-2 to Tavares, is hit hard towards second, it one hops Ravello, who will have to throw to first, and he will in time to get the out, one away. Luis Ravello, you heard there, playing second. Albert Feliz plays at first with Marvin Alcantara at short and Antonio Anderson at the hot corner. Johanafran Garcia does the catching with Albert Sanasihan in left, Jostingson Garcia in center, and Nathaniel Uten in right. early out of Virginia himself, began his career at West Point. He'll get a first pitch ball here to McGee, just misses downstairs. He had three quality starts in the NCAA tournament this year. UVA took down Duke. UVA had a really good run this season in a crowded ACC. 1-0 is hit foul by McGee off the roof of the suites, and it's 1-1. A little lefty-on-lefty action here with Sabine Ceballos, the righty, on deck. And it's 1-1 on McGee. Early delivers. That one gets the zone in the bottom of it with a changeup, and it's 1-2. We've seen a couple of new pitchers this week for the Salem Red Sox, including the debut on Friday night of Matt Duffy. 1-2. Waved at and missed in the dirt. McGee's going to try and run it out here, and Garcia will have to throw to first to complete it. It will be a strikeout swinging 2-3 putout. Green Jackets touched Duffy up for a couple of homers. It was actually on Thursday, game two of the doubleheader. Yesterday, we saw Hayden Mullins get his second start of the season. He was last year's draftee who had Tommy John surgery that ended his college season. So plenty of players getting their first taste of true affiliated action here. Sabine Ceballos steps in and will take one downstairs, a battle of West versus East. Ceballos, out of the University of Oregon, has bedded in incredibly well so far. He's 5-for-10 in his first three games with two walks and five runs batted in. 1-0 is hit hard to right field and deep. Uten heads towards the track. He's in the shadow. He looks up, and that ball is gone. First professional homer for Sabine Ceballos. Que la guagua va en reverso. And he sends one into the Savannah River and gives Augusta a 1-0 lead. ...98 miles an hour off the bat. That ball just kept carrying and carrying. He got a fastball that went lefty on righty, right in the bottom of the zone, right in his wheelhouse. It's 1-0 Green Jackets with two away and no one on. Now Drew Compton, switch hitter, batting right, takes a strike. It's 0-1. Ceballos gets his first affiliated home run. 0-1, off speed, cut on and missed. Ceballos had plenty of pop in his senior year, or rather his lone year at Oregon. Spent two seasons at San Jacinto Junior College, San Jack down in Houston, one of the nation's preeminent baseball JUCO powerhouses. 0-2 here on Compton, Georgia Tech product, undrafted free agent signing. And the 0-2 is a fastball swung on and missed, and the side is retired. Two strikeouts, but the noise made by these fans to celebrate Sabine Ceballos' first affiliated home run. Augusta on top, 1-0 through an inning. We come back with the bottom of the, rather the top of the second in a moment.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Back here, top of the second inning, Green Jackets now leading by a score of 1-0 on team home run number 85 of the year. The first for Sabine Ceballos, who heads back out to third base. Now it'll be Marvin Alcantara, Nathaniel Uten, and Enderso Lira due up this half inning. Alcantara started off very slow this week and got his first hit of the season against a lefty yesterday. In fact, got two of them, went 2-for-4 with a pair of singles. Alcantara debuted against Augusta back in early August and was completely outmatched that week, going 0-for-11 with three errors in the field, including an error on his first chance. But he continues to grow and is, again, incredibly young. Still just 18 years of age. Was a DSL All-Star and hit pretty well in the FCL before being added to Salen's team in August. He'll line the first pitch he sees to right center field for a base hit. Right fielder Grady goes to cut it off, but it's Collins who will play it, holding Alcantara to a long single. Ever since he heard me talking about he was 0 for 9 against lefties to begin his career, he's now gone 3 for 4 against southpaws in the last couple of at-bats. So the leadoff man is aboard for the second straight frame, and it'll bring up Nathaniel Uten going lefty on lefty. Two hits for him this week, a couple of runs batted in on Tuesday. Tied the game at 2, Green Jackets would get 6 in the bottom of that frame. Takes a big swing and a miss at a changeup here. Uten steps back into the box wearing bright red ankle guards on both ankles and an elbow guard. A 1. Just inside. Uten, a pretty slender figure here. He's looking about maybe 160 pounds. Certainly not the biggest guy, but again, only 18 years of age. So many of these Salem players, because of how deep the Red Sox farm system is and how strong it is, are getting their first tastes of action at a younger age than many. It's been taken for a strike. It's 1-2. For comparison, when the Green Jackets played Kannapolis early on in the season, their average age was 23, with hardly any youngsters. But the Red Sox have their own style. 1-2, taken down low. It'll even up at 2-2. It's been a pretty solid formula for Chaim Bloom and the rest of the Red Sox player development staff and talent ID staff. Ever since, really, 2-2. Taken on the outside edge, strike 3 called. Well, Strickland will freeze Uten with a fastball in the outside corner. But really, a couple of early round picks in the Dave Dombrowski era that didn't pan out, particularly of high school arms. Jake Groom, perhaps, first and foremost, even going all the way back maybe to Henry Owens, although I think that might have actually been in the Theo Epstein era, if I'm remembering correctly. It's been a lot of infielders, a lot of high school bats, prep bats first. This one swung on and missed. And then taking older college arms, JUCO or NCAA, and going from there. And it's been a formula that has worked. They've gotten some good contributions up and down the system. Strickland will throw over to first and send Alcantara back. It's a 1-0 ball game. Augusta on top. Leadoff man Alcantara aboard with one away for Anderso Lira. Lira was scratched from his game on Friday, and we have not seen him since. It's just his second appearance of this series. Runner goes. Pitch is taken in the dirt. Godman bobbles the ball in the transfer. It'll be a stolen base for Marvin Alcantara. But of course, drafting is only one part of the equation. It's also international signings, and the Braves and the Red Sox both do a very good job of replenishing their pool. Red Sox with very strong roots in Venezuela and the Dominican Republic, led to the likes of Brian Bello, Rafi Devers, amongst others. This pitch is taken inside for a ball. It squirts away from Godman, but no advance. The Braves on Bioris Tavares was their big money signee. As far as position players go, also John Carlos Lara, who made his debut in High A after spending the entirety of the season prior to that point here in Augusta. He's Green Jackets leader in strikeouts and innings pitched and left on a 17-inning scoreless streak. 2-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball with plenty of carry, and it's 2-2. And the Red Sox with talent in the DSL, as are the Braves, with guys like Yoelian Cespedes for the Sox and Douglas Glaude and Luis Guanipa for the Braves. 2-2. Taken just down and away. Bold take there with two strikes, and it might have clipped a bit of the black. It'll go full. Base open at first. Infield shifted for the pull side. The pitch is hit hard down the left field line. It's going to get foul into the bullpen and skip over onto the berm, where a couple of kids will go chase it down. Big League Red Sox already wrapped up a win today out in Kansas City with some early offense. And Adam Duvall, former Green Jacket and Green Jackets Hall of Famer, getting a home run in that one. Chris Sale goes 5 strong innings. Red Sox have had a hard time with starters going long distances. 3-2 from Strickland is chopped foul yet again. Braves, meanwhile, out in L.A., wrapping up their series, looking for a sweep against the Braves, which would be, rather, against the Dodgers, which would be quite the accomplishment. It is 2-1 now with Los Angeles on top in the eighth. Speaking of starters not making it through five innings, Charlie Morton pulled after four innings plus of work on 90 pitches. Check swing here on a 3-2. They appeal up the middle. Did he go? He did not. And that will be the first walk of the day issued by Strickland. Just the second walk for him in his last 12 innings of action. Braves getting four hits so far today, although Matt Olson does have a home run. Red Sox beat the Royals 7-3. They end up taking the series, although it started off on a sour note with a 13-2 blowout loss on Friday night with James Paxton, the big maple, getting shellacked in that one. Meanwhile, the Braves have already clinched the series. They won on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and a loss here, a 3-1 victory out west, is nothing to be ashamed of. First pitch here to Albert Feliz in for a strike. Feliz hitting 237, 10 homers, 42 runs batted in. He's got 17% of Salem's long balls this season and hit two on Thursday night in the second game of the doubleheader. 0-1. Hit hard to left field. Boucher heads over towards his left. It will drop in for a base hit. They're going to send the runner as the throw is cut off by Ceballos. The run will score. They've got the lead runner caught in a rundown between second and third. The toss comes to McGee, who bobbles the ball. Still a pickle here, and McGee will now apply the tag. They get one. The throw to first gets away. And staying put at first base is Feliz, as that will end up as an RBI single for Lira. The out is made with Alcantara scoring. The out is made by Lira, who gets caught second to third on what will end up going down as, doing the scoring in my head here quickly, a 9-5-4-6 put out after that pickle. So Lira is now aboard at first. It's a 1-1 ball game, and there are two away for the nine-man Albert Senasi-Hen. Not a whole lot of pop, but plenty of contact for him. He's hitting 307, takes a big swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Senasi-Hen, 2-for-5, three walks this week. It's his 39th game of the season. That 307 average is not a fluke. He'll take one upstairs here, 1-1. He has got tremendous speed. He beat out a couple of infield tappers in the first series between these two teams, but showcased some nice spray hitting this week. 1-1. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal up the middle to Tyler Hovick. He did not. Similarly to the Braves, a lot of the Red Sox talent, in fact, far and away the most of their talent, is concentrated in the upper minors right now, with their top 100 prospects being located primarily in Portland and Worcester right now. This one taken for a strike. It's 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch is hit hard up the middle in for a base hit to the left center field alley. Collins runs over to cut it off. Going from first to third is Lira. The throw comes into second for Dunn's tag, and they got him by a mile, as foolishness on the base paths will retire the side. What could have been first and third with two away for the top of the order becomes out number three. They talk all the time about not wanting to make the final out at third. Well, we'd say making the final out of second should also be up there for the Cardinals' sins. Back in a flash, Green Jackets to the plate. It's a 1-1 ball game at SRP Park.
Things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the bottom of the second, Green Jackets and Salem Red Sox all even up at one. I was talking before the break, as we have the final scoring, by the way, before I get back to the monologue on the play that ended the inning. It's a single for Albertson Aussie Hen with Lira going to third and an 8-4 put out at second base, giving Tyler Collins an outfield assist here. As we've got an issue, I think, at second base right now, as the trainer is out for Salem looking at someone over in center field, as it appears there was a check perhaps on Jostingson Garcia and Aussie Hen, who might have been a little dinged up after that slide. He was out by about 5.5 feet there. It was not a good decision to push him there, but it'll end the inning, and it seems like everyone is okay to continue. Trainer and manager Liam Carroll back to the dugout. It's Jace Grady in to lead it off this half. Grady, Verdung, and Boucher, 5, 6, and 7. As Grady, switch hitter, batting from the right side with Connolly early back out to the mound. 2 strikeouts for him in that first inning. The only hit, the home run. Grady will smack this one to third. Anderson is up and firing his throw to first in time. But talking about the concentration of talent in the Red Sox farm system, according to Sox Prospects, which is far and away the best site for Red Sox prospecting and analysis. Obviously, you've got Marcelo Meyer, who's been injured for the last month and a half or so in Portland. He is a top 20 prospect in all of baseball. He is up in Portland. Will Verdung, the next man up, he will take an off-speed pitch for a strike. Roman Anthony, a sort of meteoric rise, just 19 years of age and tearing it up with a 1,000 OPS right now in High A Greenville. Obviously, no Miguel Blay, who's been injured all season. This one swung on and missed. It's 0-2. But then following that, you've got Sadon Rafaela. You've got Nick York. You've got Wilkerman Gonzalez. The lower minors, especially at this point in the season, have seeded a lot of their top prospects as the pink slips flow and guys get moved up and up. 0-2, check swing in the dirt. Did he go around up the first baseline? The appeal, he did not. Some fast movers, though, including Johanfran Garcia, just 18 years of age, who's behind the plate here. But other guys who have been in the system a bit longer, Nathan Hickey, Blaze Jordan, Ryan Mata, David Hamilton, who has spent some time with the big league club this year, all higher up the ranks. William Abreu, who got into the game today as well. Similarly for the Braves, a lot of prospects in AA right now, and it's been a fun time watching the Mississippi Braves this year. 2-2, off-speed hit up the middle. Second baseman tries to backhand it. It goes right underneath his glove to center field. And Verdung will be aboard. Ravello tried to lift that glove up and begin the transfer to throw over to first a little bit too fast there and was not able to make any contact with the ball. And it'll likely go as a hit because there was no contact made there with the ball, but still a play that Ravello should probably be making. We'll wait for Ted Miller, the official score, to make his call. First pitch here to Pio Boucher, taken downstairs in the dirt for a ball. Boucher, the lefty, and there we go. It is indeed an E4, so error on Ravello. Salem is the worst fielding team in the league by a pretty sizable margin. 1-0 outside and high. They've got a fielding percentage of now 959 this year. The Green Jackets are the second worst, but 5 percentage points above them. Errors have really hurt Salem, especially back at Carilion Clinic Field when these two teams met a little while ago. This one in for a strike on Boucher. It's 2-1. Early back out to the mound here for the second. We'll see how long a leash he is given. Up to just 20 pitches now. He's been in the zone a lot. 14 strikes. 2-1. Swung on and missed. early. Was a tremendous pitcher for the Black Knights at West Point. Delivers a 2-2. It's waved at and missed, and there is strikeout number 3 for Early. It's pretty rare to leave a service academy, but it does happen occasionally for athletes. And of course, the Red Sox are pretty familiar at this point with drafting or signing players out of academies. Obviously, Paul Skeens was an Air Force star before going to LSU. First pitch off speed in for a strike to Jacob Godman, who has 4 walks this week, 1 for 3, a homer, and 4 free passes. And Noah Song, who was drafted out of Navy by the Red Sox, ended up being a Rule 5 pick of the Phillies and now back in the Red Sox Oregon High A Greenville. A 1. Godman will take it softly on the inside edge for a strike. But Early was the Patriot League pitcher of the season back in 2022. Was a all-region pitcher. Faced off against Hurston Waldrop and Southern Miss in the Hattiesburg Regional as well that year. 0-2 pitch. Late to it as Godman swung on and missed strike 3. So, an error and 1 left, and we're all square at 1 as we hit the top of the 3rd. 1-1 the score. 1-2-3 to the plate for Salem. We come back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Top of the 3rd, arm up and warming in the bullpen for Salem, as might suggest that Early's evening is done after 2 innings of work. Not uncommon for pitchers in their first couple of appearances of the season to only go 2 to 3 innings, and he will leave with no decision if that is indeed the case. It'll be Garcia, Anderson, and Garcia. The brothers Garcia sandwiched around Antonio Anderson here in the 3rd. We're all tied up at 1. Jostingson Garcia had a 2-strike base hit in the 1st is the man to lead it off. Strickland on the mound. 3 strikeouts for him so far. He's given up 4 hits, but Salem did make an out on the base paths there to help him out. 37 pitches through 2 frames for Strickland. The lefty winds and fires, and it is hit to right field and slicing foul and out of play. Green Jackets going for win number 6 in a row. It would be the longest win streak of the season. This 5-game win streak is already the longest of the year for Augusta. It would be their first sweep since July of last year. A 1. Tipped foul and over towards the Augusta dugout down the 3rd base line. In the minor leagues of days of yore, there used to be 3- and 4-game series. It was a lot easier to knock sweeps. It's pretty hard to beat a team 6 times in a row in professional baseball. It's even harder when you're playing the same team up to 24 times a year in the minors with the amount of information these guys have on each other. The 0-2 is hit softly towards left center field. It's going to end up as another bloop single for Jostingson Garcia as he finds some open grass in the left center field area and is aboard. The leadoff man has reached now in 3 straight frames.
Third baseman Antonio Anderson. This is our Miller Lite Beer Matter of the Game. If he strikes out, then Miller Lite drafts are only $3 for the rest of the inning.
It's the leadoff man aboard for Antonio Anderson. 0 for 8 this week. Still looking for his first hit batting as a righty this year. 0 for 3 so far. He'll take one just up and away. Green Jackets have won five straight games, but they've also beat Salem now in eight consecutive contests, outscoring them by only 16 in that span. The 1-0 is chopped up the middle, should be two. Verdung's sidearm flip to McGee for one. McGee's throw to first is a bouncer, and it's just not in time. As Anderson, who runs well, was able to beat it out. Not a plus runner is Anderson, but fast enough, and with the transfer and the bobble, it was enough to keep him aboard and alive on the base paths. It'll be a 4-6 play at the second base bag, and Antonio Anderson takes over at first as Johanna Frangis Garcia steps up to the plate. This pitch taken inside. A couple of teams this year have had six-game win streaks in the Carolina League. 1-0, taken for a strike. The longest winning streak of the season in the league is just seven, though, which again shows, first of all, how baseball is very hard to string together longer win streaks, just in general. It's also harder when, you know, personnel shifts day to day or week to week. Fredericksburg, Myrtle Beach, and Carolina have all won three in a row earlier this year. There have been 10 six-game win streaks this season as well. Green Jackets trying to join them. The 1-1 pitch is chopped to the right side. Verdung dives. It goes off the glove and into right field. They're going to send Anderson to third. The throw is a skipper, and it will be caught by Ceballos on one hop. A bold choice there for Anderson to try to go corner to corner, but he'll get there successfully as a single for Garcia puts man in the corners with one away. Now a good chance for Luis Ravello. Men on first and third and one away. We're all tied up at one. Again, the arm continuing to warm down the line for the Salem Red Sox. Ravello, switch hitter, struck out his last time up. He's fanned eight times and 15 at-bats this week, and he'll take one outside here. Garcia off of first. The pitch is chopped to short. McGee will not be able to get there. It's in the left field for a hit. Ravello drives in his 47th run of the year, and Salem takes a 2-1 lead. Garcia to second. Anderson in from third. And now men on at first and second. Salem with a lead. I believe that is Salem's second lead of the entire series. They led 3-0 in the second game of the doubleheader on Thursday. The Green Jackets scored 7 runs in the bottom of the second. And now here at 2-1 is just the second time this week they have been in front. Breaking ball, first pitch to Alcantara is taken for a strike. A 1. Again, in for a strike with something off-speed there. Alcantara will call a timeout. Single for him back in the second. He scored on the RBI for Anderso Lira on a play which also resulted in an out being made on the bases. Salem made 2 outs, one between second and third. This one chopped up the middle. Strickland has it. He throws to second for one. Verdung sets himself, throws to first, double play. One of the hardest plays to turn in baseball. The 1-4-3 twin killing. The Green Jackets do it there and retire the side. However, a couple of hits, a run. Ravello drives in his 47th man of the season. We go to the bottom of the third, and Salem's on top 2-1.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Happy birthday, Kate! Happy anniversary, Bernie and Abby. Happy anniversary, Tom and Janet. Happy fourth birthday, Maverick Mitchell. Happy 30th, Mark Morrison from the Kate's crew.
We're back here in the bottom of the third. Green Jackets trailing 2-1. We've got a pitching change here as the rehabbing Frank German comes into the game. 2-1 is the score.
Nolan and Levi, we miss you guys. Thanks for all the hard work.
Tyler Collins to the plate to lead it off here against German. He will take a ball. Green Jackets loaded up the bases against German the other day, but were not able to score. German, who has some major league experience back in the Red Sox organization here on a rehab assignment from AAA Worcester. Fastball taken downstairs here. It is 2-0. He throws pretty hard in the upper 90s. I saw him back in Portland in 2021. Was traded for Theo Demlinger, who's a prospect now in Double A for the Red Sox. Traded to the White Sox, who DFA'd him earlier this year, and then was picked up briefly by the Reds, but was released from Triple A Louisville. Three and zero here on the lefty Collins. The pitch is downstairs, ball four. So a four pitch walk to begin the outing of German. German was a prospect throw-in for the salary dump trade of Adam Ottavino when he went from the Yankees to the Red Sox, who ended up having a pretty good season. And the Yankees lost a couple of guys, including Garrett Whitlock, who was a Rule 5 pick to the Red Sox that year. And the Bronx Bombers' loss was the Red Sox gain. First pitcher, Tavares, skips up and will be taken for a ball. Five straight balls here by German to begin his outing. Adam Ottavino has been pretty good this year for the Mets as well, creating the rare trifecta of Mets, Yankees, and Red Sox. Good for your immaculate grids. Collins a lead. He will stay put as Tavares lines this one just foul down the right field line, about 4 feet to the wrong side of the chalk. Green Jackets now trailing 2-1 after the RBI single for Ravello in the top of the frame. 1-1 to Tavares, who has reached in 10 straight. The runner goes. It's taken high for a ball. The throw down is in time. Oh! They called him safe. I thought he was out by about 2 feet. Wow. I didn't think that was even close, and Collins is called safe at second. It'll be stolen base number 33 of the year. And going to get video confirmation from Stephen Wongquo, who's the video director for Salem. I think Collins might have gotten a little bit lucky there. Tavares will take this one for a strike. It's 2-2. I try not to jump the gun, especially on plays like that, because it's not professional. And well, not professional, but if you listen to Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione or Ben Ingram or whoever your radio broadcaster of choice is, you know how rarely it is, but even they sometimes will see a play that looks so obvious to the naked eye that ends up being called differently than how they would adjudicate it. 2-2 is outside and low. I mean, you had everyone from the second baseman, the shortstop, and the center fielder, Jostinson Garcia, coming in to plead the case there against the arbiter, Tyler Hovick. It's a full count. There's a base open at first here, but German has not been anywhere near the zone so far. The 3-2. Well, it's tipped into the mid strike three. Kirsch, the commentator, strikes again. Now the lefty Cam McGee struck out in the first. Green Jackets still held to just one hit so far. They've drawn a walk and reached on an error in the bottom of the third. Lefty McGee with Collins on second. First pitch to him is swung on and missed. Fastball at 95. You just don't see as much velocity in the lower levels of the minors as you do when you progress higher and higher up to AA and AAA, where German has spent much of the last couple of seasons. A one. Waved at and missed off speed there. Was talking to Nick Clarno and a host of Green Jackets players today before the game, and Clarno has had experience in high A and double A, and he said the biggest thing there is hitting actually gets easier as you go further and further up the ranks. You get at-bats that make sense. Pitchers understand pitch sequencing. They're not working on one or two things, and they generally have a better idea of what their pitches do. Sometimes guys have stuff down here that it's promising, but it's raw. 0-2, taken outside. It's just more consistent is what the overwhelming consensus was. And also talked a little bit about how baseball is such a weird sport where if you go up, if you get promoted and you try to do too much, you'll just have way less success. It's all about routines and sticking to what you can do. As this pitch skips up and behind the catcher, Garcia, it'll send Collins to third on the wild pitch. German a little bit erratic here as he continues to work his way back. Something of a show-me period for him as he is not a 40-man candidate right now. He was when the Red Sox traded him, and the option would have been outrighting him to Worcester. They ended up getting a prospect back in return, and now they kind of win again as they were able to pick him up in minor league free agency midway through the year. Infield in, 2-2. Slice foul down the left field line over towards the Bud Bar and out of play. Green Jackets got on the board courtesy of Sabin Ceballos. A solo home run for him. He is the man on deck. Another 2-2. Taken downstairs. They appeal up the middle. If he swung or not, he did not. It'll go full. Less of a swing there for McGee and more of a going into a squat trying to prevent the swing from happening. And you can still break the plane in a play like that. It's just not as deliberate as a traditional hack. Full count here. One away. Man on third. Hot hitter and Ceballos on deck. 3-2. Chopper up the middle. It should bring the run home, and it will. The shortstop will throw to first for the out. It's an RBI ground out for McGee as that one was hit high enough to give Collins the time to touch home plate. McGee picks up RBI number 10. It'll be a 6-3 ground out. The second RBI of the week for McGee has evened up the game at 2 apiece. So now we have a pitch clock violation here on the batter Ceballos, who's taken two of them now as German is trying to get out of this inning. The 0-1 swung on and missed, now 0-2. It's got to be so hard when you take that automatic strike to then take a first pitch and miss or take a strike, whether it be swinging or looking, because all of a sudden you've had one pitch to swing at and you're down in the count 0-2 and you got to start protecting. Oh, 2 checked his swing and did not go on a pitch that was a bit inside. So it's 1-2 here. No one on, two away. The pitch is bounced up by German. It trickles all the way over to Frankie Diaz down the third base line. Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella in the dugout right now. He's sporting a fresh new cut. He shaved his head last night. The players shaved his head. Ambioris Tavares got the first crack at it. He told the team that before the season, if they won 5 straight, he would do that for them. And indeed, last night marked the 5th in a row. Ceballos fights this one foul to stay alive. It's 2-2. Two Time called here by the pitcher, but not in time. It's a pitch clock violation. It'll go full. So, one pitch clock violation apiece for batter and pitcher here. It's a full count to Ceballos. Compton, 0 for 1 on deck. The 3-2 is cut on and missed. High fastball. And Ceballos shares a little acknowledgement there with German that that was a good pitch. That one at 95. And Ceballos just his second strikeout in his 12th at bat at this level. Green Jackets do get a run on a walk, a stolen base, and then an RBI ground out for McGee. We go to inning number 4. Ceballos, I think, is talking here with Frank Jones about maybe the pitch clock violation or something as we head to break. Manager Cody Gabella coming out to chat as well. Back in a moment at SRP Park.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
All even again at 2-2 as we are here in the top of the fourth. U10 leading it off, 6-7-8, and U10 will take a big swing and a miss. He struck out his first time up. Long discussions there between home plate umpire Frank Jones and Sabine Ceballos and Cody Gabella there before taking the field. A one from Strickland is hit to second. Oh, no, it's the first baseman Compton who will snag it on a line for the out. That ball was curving between the first baseman and second baseman, but Compton got there in plenty of time. So one away, and it'll bring up Anderso Lira. Lira, a walk today, got caught between second and third on a play that ended up scoring Salem's first run. He'll take a strike. And he'll pop this one foul. It's 0-2. Strickland went four innings his last time out. He has gone five a couple of times, including a win in Fayetteville to give Augusta their first win of the second half. This one taken downstairs. This pitch is low. 2-2. Lira and Feliz, the men, due up with one away. No action in either bullpen, which means we're going to see a stretched-out version of Frank German today. He only went one inning the other day. 2-2. Taken on the inside corner, strike three called. Pinned him on the black, strikeout number 4 for Strickland, and the second out of the fourth. So now Albert Feliz with no one aboard and two away. Feliz has some tremendous power. His 90th percentile exit velo, well over 105 miles an hour. And that's kind of it's strength that you just cannot teach. But, of course, something you can teach is bat-to-ball skills and pitch ID and patience. 1-0. Just down and in. Strickland calls time and steps off to rub up the ball with some rosin. This pitch is in for a strike, 2-1. A little surprising that the Braves and Dodgers game was not picked for Sunday night baseball. Instead, it's Astros-Yankees. 2-1. 2-1, rather, swung on and missed. Godman got, I think, a little piece of that, either the backswing or the ball hit him in an uncomfortable spot. Although, again, having considered it, Yankees get more than their fair share of Sunday night games. In fact, Red Sox manager Alex Cora was kind of vocal about how frustrating it was that every Red Sox-Yankees series seemed to end with a nationally televised game on a getaway day in the evening. 2-2 fouled off. Of course, not everyone enjoys that, you know. Mondays are often travel days, or Sundays are getaway days, and the Braves, I think, will be relieved to be getting that extra day of rest flying back from the West Coast. 2-2. Taken outside. It'll go full. That west-to-east jet lag is a heck of a thing. 3-2 from Strickland is waved at and missed strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to retire the side, and we go tied at two into the bottom of the fourth. Strickland sends him down in order for the first time today. Green Jacket to the plate when we come back with 4, 5, and 6, Compton, Grady, and Verdung.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here in the bottom of the fourth, Green Jackets and Red Sox tied up at two. Red Sox and Braves, of course, share quite the history between the two of them. Those are the parent clubs of these two teams. Of course, once shared a city. You know, even more interesting than that, the original Boston Braves were once called the Boston Red Stockings, which is, of course, what led to the Red Sox name. First pitch to Compton outside here from German. They became the Boston Braves in 1912, of course, the year that Fenway Park opened. 1-0, swung on and missed. Fun fact here is that and there's no reason to know this unless you're a Red Sox fan or a nerd or a stadium enthusiast. I happen to be all three, but Fenway Park opened up and saw its first pro action the same week of the Titanic sinking. 1-1 is downstairs. And so much of the news coverage about it didn't come until later on because so many of the national news outlets were focused on slightly bigger and rockier or icier events out about 500 miles away in the Atlantic. 2-1 pitch is hit hard to center field, dropping fast and in for a base hit. Compton splits the gap between second baseman and shortstop nicely there for a leadoff single. Want to learn something even wilder as Chase Grady steps in batting lefty as a switch hitter. He'll take one downstairs. The reason that the Braves took the Braves name back in 1912, it actually was not really Native American inspired whatsoever. It was the motto or the emblem of Tammany Hall. 1-0 skips up and gets to the backstop. It'll be a wild pitch and it'll send Compton to second. But Tammany Hall was the political machine of New York for over a century and helped integrate a lot of immigrants into society and helped kind of organize the New York City world at that time. And the president of the club named it the Braves after their owner, John Gaffney, who was part of the political machine, the Tammany Hall area. This pitch line to left, it is caught by Ossie Henn, and it'll send Compton back to second as Grady is out for the first out of the inning. Now Wilford Dung, who reached on an error back in the second. Green Jackets and Red Sox tied it too. I will say, you know, I think if Blooper showed up at Fenway Park and the early 1910s, I think he would have given many of the fine people of Boston an aneurysm. This pitch taken inside, although I'm not sure he would have been able to outrun the molasses flood either. 1-0 on Verdung, who reached on an error his first time up. 4 hits and 3 runs batted in for him this week. Struggled a bit with strikeouts lately. He's got 15 strikeouts in his last 38 at-bats. 1-0 is hit hard on the ground to short. It's fielded by Alcantara, who sets himself and fires in time for the out. Now two away. And now P.O. Boucher, men on second here with two away. Green Jackets trying to break a 2-2 tie here. Arm up and warming in the bullpen for the visitors. First pitch to Boucher is sliced foul into the netting. The Red Sox took the Red Stockings name back in the early 1900s. They were the Boston Americans before that. Obviously snapped the curse of the Bambino back in 04. 0-1. Check swing foul. I think Boucher was trying to hold up there. I vaguely remember the 2004 World Series. I was born in 1999. I do remember, I think there was an eclipse around that time, and my dad woke me up for the final out, which was immortalized by the Boston broadcasters at the time. Can you believe it? Pitch here is sliced foul. It remains a two-strike count on Boucher, who I think broke his bat there and have to go get a new twig. It is a big reason why broadcasting is so important, though, because you think about, you know, the connection that fans forge with broadcast voices on air. I think most Red Sox fans still really miss Don Orsillo. I think everyone in the world misses the late Jerry Remy, who, along with Orsillo, was the voices of my childhood. Of course, Joe Castiglione, who's been ever-present around Fenway since the 80s, now on radio with Will Fleming, etc. And, of course, for the Braves, Brandon Gaudin, Ben Ingram, replacing Chip Curray, and Boucher goes down looking here to retire the side. But point being, it's important for teams to have broadcasters. It's important for teams to have broadcasters who put in the effort to connect with fans, and it's a big reason why we're in the industry. Top of the fifth coming up. Green Jackets get a single from Compton, lead him at second. It's 2-2 as we head to the fifth.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert D. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Green Jackets getting out hit here, 7-2, but we're all tied up, 2 apiece in the top of the fifth. Strickland back out to the mound, although Zach Austin appears to be up and firing for the Green Jackets in the bullpen. As Albertson, Aussie Henn will lead it off, 9-1-2. Aussie Henn, Garcia, and Anderson, the three set to bat. Strickland, 64 pitches. You think he's probably got another 15 or so before he hits his limit. First pitch is taken just outside. Did get some clarification, by the way, on the Tyler Collins stolen base back in the third inning, which led to him scoring a run. As this one's fouled off, it's 1-1. But the throw beat him there by a mile, but it was a bad tag that led to him being safe. It looked like he actually did indeed get in time. So credit the umpire as the ball comes loose from the Augusta bullpen, and someone's going to have to go pick it up. EJ Exposito comes out to grab it. He almost tripped on the top of the dugout steps on his way there. 1-1 to Aussie Henn, who singled and then was thrown out at second to end the second. He'll take a big swing here and try to hold up, but do so unsuccessfully. It is 1-2. I got to throw out a first pitch tonight in my last home game here at SRP Park, and I was the fastest of them all, said manager Cody Cabela. A perfect dead zone fastball. 1-2. Waved at and missed. It gets away from the catcher Godman, who will pick it up and fire to first for the out. Three straight strikeouts now for Strickland. It sizzled in at 44 miles an hour, right on the paint with 14 inches of induced vertical break, which is the kind of pitch, I mean, velocity aside, that ends up getting taken 450 feet, like what Ronald Acuna Jr. did yesterday when he homered off of Emmett Sheehan at 121.2 miles an hour. It's 2 full miles an hour harder than anyone has hit a baseball this year. It's the third hardest hit ball of the entire StatCast era, so 9 years at this point. First pitch to a strike to Garcia, and the 0-1 is fouled off at 0-2. If you haven't seen the video of Ronald Acuna Jr.'s home run last night against Sheehan, 121.2 miles an hour off the bat. It only trails 2 balls hit by Giancarlo Stanton ever. So 2 bounces up, it's 1-2. I mean, it went 452 feet to dead center. He hit it about as pure as you can hit a ball in Los Angeles. If it were in If he hit that ball in Colorado, that ball could go 500 feet. 1-2 pitch. Chased a slider, and it's another strikeout for Strickland. 4 consecutive men now struck out, up to 7 on the day for Strickland, who continues to really use the K to good effect. 7 strikeouts today. He has now struck out 20 batters and walked just 2 in his last 15 and a third innings of work. Looking to get through a fifth inning here with no one aboard and Antonio Anderson at the plate. Anderson is 0-2, and he'll fly the first pitch foul into the suites over by the Wow Club. Strickland's ERA up to 3.02. It was a team low 2.94 coming into today. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. A strikeout for Anderson will give fans half off Miller Lite for the next half inning, although Anderson a few years away from being able to take advantage of that deal himself. Strickland gets set for the 0-2. The pitch is tipped foul off of the inner thigh of Godwin. He'll stay alive. Strickland has retired six consecutive batters, a double play, a ground out, and four consecutive strikeouts. Oh, 2 popped foul without a play. Braves did take the loss today out west. They still took three of the four games in the series. 0-2, taken inside corner, strike three called. Strickland will strike out the final five men he faces as he has struck out five in a row. Descends to the bottom of the fifth. We're all tied up at two. Green Jackets will try and put him in line for a win against a new arm when we come back.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth, a new arm on the mound. It is Jedickson Paez, the 19-year-old, out here in relief. A couple of innings of work from Frank German, who does give up one run. As Paez is into the game, making appearance number 17, rather 18 of the season in his first year in Salem. 4-5 record, a 3.47 ERA, just the second time he has not started a game. He's gone 80 innings this year, 67 strikeouts, just 12 walks, and a whip of 1.03 has been the best arm for Salem, who has been on their roster all season long. Against Augusta, though, the Green Jackets absolutely torched him. Three outings ago, he gave up five runs on 10 hits, although he did strike out eight in that day. So, something of a mixed bag. They handed him his last loss. This is his first appearance of the month. And the first pitch here is in for a strike to Godwin. 8-9-1 this half inning. Last time out, gave up seven hits, three runs, two earned, a homer, and struck out just three. 17 strikeouts, four walks in the month of August. The pitch from Paez is cut on and missed. Out of Tinaquillo, Venezuela. Tall, lanky righty. 6 feet, 1 inch tall, listed at 170. Still room for growth physically, you think. Was the pitcher of the month for Red Sox prospects in July. 0-2 is tipped foul. The month of July, he went 20 innings of work, gave up just two runs, struck out 20, and did not walk a batter, a whip of 0.5. So German goes two, early went two, and now Paez becomes the third man to work. 0-2, up and in, nearly got him in the dome, and it'll go to 1-2. Arms still loosening for Augusta after Strickland struck out the side in the fifth. Godwin will fight this one foul. In case you were curious about the longest winning streaks in the season look like for minor league baseball, down in the Dominican Summer League, the stacked Dodgers DSL Bautista team won 20 in a row at one point this year. 1-2. Fouled off again. Great at bat here for Godwin, just staying alive and giving the rest of his team some time to time him up behind him. Hickory won 15 consecutive games, the high A affiliate of the Rangers. 1-2, yet again, taken downstairs. Good take by Godwin. It'll even up. Eighth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Paez going from the full windup. 2-2 to Godwin. Is popped foul and off the top of the netting. Again, a really good at-bat here. Godwin did strike out to end the second inning. Early was the one who got him there. Another 2-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Nonetheless, though, when you see 10 pitches in an at-bat, it's hard to come away with a losing at-bat, if you will. Even though there is a strikeout there, it eats up some pitches. And that'll bring out Tyler Collin, who walked and scored Augusta's last run, the tying run. We're tied at 2 here in the bottom of the 5th. Collin to the plate, hitting 206. 45 runs driven in this year. Second on the team. He'll take one outside for a ball. Also leads Augusta now, 32 stolen bases. 6th highest total in the league. Swung on and missed. One. That's a soft slider in for a strike. Collins must have been thinking fastball. There he's down in the count. 1-2. Collins awaits. 1-2. Taken downstairs. The catcher Garcia has done a really good job of bringing his glove up while catching the ball, and that's how you get extra strikes as a catcher. It's just good framing work. Although the home plate umpire, Frank Jones, not fooled. It did miss low, but it was borderline. 2-2. Caught on and missed. Slider got him inside. 2 strikeouts for Paez to begin his outing here in relief. Now, Ambioris Tavares to the plate. He's 0-2, looking to extend this 10-game on-base streak, in which he has reached 21 times. Righty-on-righty matchup, and the first pitch is cut on and missed. Change up there at 85. Paez does not have a ton of velo, but a lot of life to both of his off-speed pitches. A 1, grounded up the middle, that should do it. It is into center field for a base hit. Tavares reaches for the 11th straight game. His longest professional streak continues. Good piece of hitting there, going right up the middle. And now Cam McGee, lefty at the plate, an RBI from his last time up on a ground out. He's 0-2, but did drive in his 10th run of the year. Tavares can run up to 22 stolen bases on the season now. And the first pitch is a curveball for a strike. Paez was the Latin program pitcher of the year in 2021, enough to get him an invite to Instructs as a 17-year-old, which is pretty impressive. 0-1. Hit hard towards the right side, but it's fielded on a bounce by Ravello, who will have an easy play to first to retire the side. 1 hit, 1 left, but Paez will get out of the frame after a 10-pitch AB ended up in a strikeout for Godwin to begin it. New arm coming in when we come back. It looks like LJ McDonough, perhaps, is going to be the man to work. 2-2 the score.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
We just had our Jacobson dancing drag where the folks who come out to drag the infield dirt after the third and fifth innings came out and took their shirts off. That was the roar of applause there that we got from the fans who, you know, it, I guess it never gets old. And we're here now in the top of the sixth. It is McDonough who is in to replace Strickland. First pitch is fired in just high from LJ McDonough, who worked the other night. Fastball at 92. Jonathan Garcia is the man leading it off. 1-0, up and away. For Jonathan today, 1-for-2, a single his last time up. McDonough went a clean inning in the eighth inning of the game on Tuesday night and then was relieved by Hiomar Diaz in the ninth. 2-0 up and away. That was a big reason why. Struggled with walks in that first game. Three and 0 here to Garcia with Ravello and Alcantara two up next. Fastball in for a strike. Of course, the Major League roster is expanded earlier this week as a 3-1 fastball finds his own, now 3-2. So some openings in AAA for a lot of clubs, and that's led to some upward movement across minor league baseball. Forrest Wall was the player as a 3-2 is taken high for a ball. It's a walk for Garcia. Forrest Wall recalled to Atlanta, and you think he will likely have a spot on the postseason roster as well. Forrest Wall, who stole almost 60 bases in AAA Gwinnett this year. If you need a late game defensive substitution or possibly a stolen base, guys like Forrest Wall. In the past, it's been guys like, I don't know, Billy Hamilton perhaps, or others in that same vein. Let's pitch inside to Ravello for a ball. Tied up at 2. 1-0, taken high. The 2-0 pitch is taken high for a ball, so 3-0 here. That one might have been in the zone, but did not get the call. So McDonough has fire, just two strikes in his first nine pitches so far. Garcia at first, 3-0 is inside, and back-to-back walks here to begin the outing. And Jacob Godman now will come out to the mound along with Sabine Ceballos just for a chat. No one throwing in the Augusta bullpen, just two batters in, but 10 pitches, two strikes, and the go-ahead run on second now for Alcantara, who has won 1-for-2, a single, a run, and a 1-for-3 double play. Green Jackets and Red Sox all tied at 2. Green Jackets looking for a sweep. Get the brooms out. It'll be the first six-game sweep for Augusta this season. Men on first and second, no one out for Alcantara. First pitch to him is a slider for a strike. McDonough did get the win on Tuesday night in relief. He was the third pitcher used that day behind Luis Vargas and Drew Hackenberg. And then Diaz picked up the save, his first of what would be two this week. A one. Popped foul and out of play. Alcantara now four hits this series, 4-for-13. He's got his average at an even 200 right now as he shows some signs of adjusting to the level here. Again, just 18 years of age. 0-2. Breaking ball, got him swinging. Tied him up inside. That's a lovely pitch for out number one. So now Nathaniel Uten steps to the plate with two aboard and one away. Uten so far is hitless, a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch is grounded towards first. Compton fields it not cleanly. He'll flip to first for the out and get the one. I think Compton wanted a turn two there, but it went in and out of his glove. And so he ended up with a close play at first rather than potentially taking out one of the other two runners. But taking second and third are Garcia and Ravello. It'll be a 3-1 out at first. And now it comes down to Anderso Lira, who has a walk and a strikeout today. Tied at two. Go-ahead run on third. Another run on second. Pitch is taken very high. That's a breaking ball that slipped and went over the head of Lira, but it was grabbed by Godman. And the pitch is grounded off the mound, and it's going to trickle into right field. One run in to score. Here comes the second run on the flukiest of fluke base hits. Lira will get credited with two runs batted in on what looked like a routine ground ball. I think that hit the pitcher on the back of the shoe, perhaps, and then ricocheted off the right side of the mound and went into right field. As the trainer, the manager, and the pitching coach are all out here for a conversation, but that was a wacky way to give the Red Sox the lead at 4-2. And I think they're going to give him the chance maybe to throw a pitch or two here. It'll be two RBIs for Lira. I mean, that ball was hit hard up the middle, but I think that would have ended the inning. I think that was destined for either the second baseman or shortstop if it had not ended up hitting off, I think, part of the lower body of McDonough. So now a 4-2 lead. Those two walks come back to hurt McDonough. And now Albert Feliz, the eight man in this lineup, 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. Man on first, two away. Pitch here is in for a strike. And what a wacky way to give up the lead. One grounded towards short. McGee, a diving stab on the outfield. Grass's throw to first is a little bit wide of the mark. It'll be an infield single for Feliz to put men on first and second. That was a nice rangy play by McGee to get to it, but could not bring it in or make a play with it.
Left fielder, Albertson Acina.
First pitch is taken upstairs here for Albertson Acina. Single and a strikeout for him today as well, and he'll ground this one foul down the first base line. First and second, two away. McDonough from the stretch. The pitch is hit hard to center. Collins charging. Now he'll go back and make the catch to retire the side. Two walks and two singles and two runs. This is now a 4-2 ball game. We head to the sixth inning when we come back. Rather, the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets trailing 4-2.
Here, it's not in line, Goldman. You can hire some fans, one of your fans.
Bottom of the sixth, Green Jackets now trailing by a score of 4-2. Sabine Ceballos, who homered to put Augusta on the board today, leads it off. Pius's first pitch is a slider for a strike. Ceballos a homer and a strikeout. He's still hitting an even 500 with six men batted in. 6-for-12, two strikeouts, two walks. A one, caught on a miss, and Ceballos points out to the mound as if to say that was a good pitch. Oh, and two, buried one in the dirt there, trying to get Ceballos to chase, which he did not. Really appreciate, Ceballos really plays with a lot of emotion. You can see, you know, he's talking to pitchers, talking to the umpire. It's nice to see the game is better off for that kind of flair. The 1-2 is fouled off his own ankle, and he'll stay alive. Ceballos, Compton, and Grady do up this half inning, and the pitch is just poked foul, and Ceballos wags his finger there to Paez, who is smiling out there, as if to say, you almost got me, but he was just unable to do that, to place it far enough away. Still 1-2. Paez from the windup. The pitch is downstairs. Paez, like a lot of these Salem pitchers, there's a lot of movement through his body as he delivers. I think we saw it yesterday with Bolden, amongst others. Just almost so many moving parts, you think there's still some refining to do. 2-2, again a breaking ball, and again taken outside, and it'll go full. So a full count, Ceballos has worked his way back, and the pitch is grounded to short. Alcantara is there. He is up and firing, and he'll throw and get him by a couple of steps, one away. Ceballos in his debut went 4-for-4, four singles, four men brought home with a walk as well. So Compton is the next man up. Singled his last time up and was stranded at second base. He'll take one just downstairs here. Sun setting off the apartment building in left center field. Still blue skies above. No wind to speak of. Very comfortable day at the ballpark. 1-0. Hit hard to second. Couple of hops. It's grabbed comfortably by Ravello, who will throw to first for the out. Jace Grady, the next man up, looking to reach for the first time today. Green Jackets held to just three hits. They've won two games this week while being out hit. They've only won 11 games this season when being out hit, and now four of them have come in the last 2 weeks. First pitch to Grady is sliced down the left field line middle. Sliced too far and get into the berm on a hop. A one, cut on and missed. No action in either bullpen, so McDonough will be back out to work the seventh. And Paez, who can go some distance, will stay in until he hits his limit, especially with the way he's been pitching so far, an inning and two-thirds so far, two strikeouts, and he's only thrown eight balls in that time. I'll make it nine as he misses up and away here, 1-2. Green Jackets have had some fun moments at home this year. Two walk-off wins. The no-hitter this last week. A four-home run game back in June. 1-2 pitch sliced up the middle. Second baseman Ravello is there. His throw to first is away and towards the dugout. Grady is digging for second, and he will get there as a tough play for Ravello as the ball snuck by Feliz, the first baseman. And Grady will take second on what will likely be the second error of the day on the Salem Red Sox. Ravello had to go away from the first base bag, meaning his momentum was taking him further and further as he got the throw off. And it ended up with the ball going basically on the ground into the dugout area. So Will Verdung to the plate with a chance to bring in a run. Green Jackets trailing by two here. Grady on second. Verdung reached on an error in the second and also grounded out. And we've got a timeout here by the Petra Garcia, who will chat things over with Paez briefly. And it was to get the first baseman Feliz a new glove. Although I don't know if you can blame the leather for that ball getting underneath, but still good to see him with a fresh mitt out there. Infield is pulled over very sharply towards the third base side for Verdun. Second baseman is behind the second base bag. Third baseman just off the third base line. The pitch is outside, just barely for a ball. They've given it as an infield single for Grady and then a throwing error. So a single and then an E4. So second error of the day on Salem and also the fourth hit of the day for Augusta. Verdung will foul this one off his ankle. It's 1-1. Lots of fans in the house today just sticking around waiting for fireworks and hopefully some Green Jackets late game offense. The 1-1, chopped foul into the Augusta dugout. Nick Clarno and Ampioris Tavares will fight over that ball down the third baseline. Green Jackets a run in the first on Ceballos' homer, and then a run in the third on an RBI ground out from Cam McGee. 1-2 on Verdung. It's been a slider away that's been the put-away pitch so far. We'll see what Paez goes with here. It's a fastball instead, and it's chopped to short. Fielded by Alcantara, whose throw to first is in time, and the side is retired. Seventh inning coming up when we come back. 4-2 is the score with Salem in the lead.
Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We're back here for the top of the seventh, and I just got a very lovely email about 2 minutes ago from George Nisula, who was able to contact me through my website, which is, I almost forget there is a contact form on there, but It's at a Boston Red Sox fan and former Amherst Northampton resident here. Just wanted to say, watching my minor league affiliate Salem Red Sox on MILB TV and thoroughly enjoying your coverage and commentary. Fun watching two clubs with a Boston connection, albeit the Braves left in 52. Just wanted to say thanks for your work and effort. It's been a good day of baseball here in Boston, and this is a good way to cap it off. And I appreciate that a lot. It's good to be reminded that there are people who watch and listen. And as much as I'm looking forward to being back in Amherst in about 10 days' time, as Garcia will take a strike here, it's been fun and really enjoyable getting to live and see a different part of the country and enjoy the rigors of the 6-game-a-week schedule here, as this one's lined to short and caught by McGee for out number one. And not to be egotistical or vain, but it's nice to get compliments as well, because so often I try to ask for feedback and people say, yeah, you know, you're doing a great job or whatever the case may be. But it's nice when it's someone who I don't know and don't have to ask beforehand. So I very much appreciate it and hope the Boston early fall is as lovely as I remember it to be. And I'll be back in about a week from Tuesday at the latest. 0-1 to Anderson is grounded sharply. Foul down the first baseline. Also want to shout out a number of broadcasters in the minor leagues who have done me some big favors this year. Tyler Murray, who's the voice of the Woo Sox, the AAA Red Sox affiliate, was my boss in AA New Hampshire in 2021, and he continues to be a great mentor and friend, along with Jay Burnham, 0-2 upstairs. But Jay Burnham, who broadcasts for the Woo Sox as well and is the voice of UMass, is my boss out in Amherst, and he has provided a great platform for me there, my alma mater of last year. This pitch is cranked to center. Collins heads back towards the track. He looks up and makes the catch running into the wall. A long flyout deprives Anderson of his first pro homer for out number two. Two away and no one on in the top of the seventh inning. But Tyler Murray and Jay Burnham and also the rest of the radio crew at the Woo Sox, all of whom I've worked with in different capacities, Cooper Boardman, whom I do UMass hockey with, and Joe Weil, who's a Red Sox pre- and post-game host, as Garcia will line this one to the alley and have himself a single, his second hit of the day. But Joe Weil and Cooper Boardman, who are Red Sox pre- and post-game hosts on EEI, but also broadcast for the Woo Sox in a variety of capacities, just it's great to have people like that to look up to, although Cooper is only 6 months older than me. It's a tough industry to be a 24-year-old in, and it's a tough industry to come from UMass in. It's an industry that's often dominated by voices from a handful of schools with a handful of prestigious programs that produce tons of fine broadcasters, but with a great number of connections in a very different way to what you get at a state school like UMass. But I'm very grateful to have them in my corner. 1-0 up high to Ravello. It's 2-0. And it's just cool to have grown up, you know, listening to Red Sox games, watching the occasional Red Sox game. But really, I didn't have cable TV, so it was all EEIs. This one swung on a miss back when it was just 8:50 a.m., and now it's 93.7. But listening to Dave O'Brien and listening to, nowadays, Joe Castiglione, Will Fleming, and when he feels like it, Sean McDonough. The 2-1 swung on and missed, and I would give a lot of things up to eventually be half as good as they are. And of course, Sean Grandy as well, who's a big inspiration. Green Jackets trailing 4-2 here in the top of the seventh. 2-2 is the count on number two, Ravello. McDonald winds and fires, and it is swung on and missed, strike three. Got him to chase downstairs, and a zero goes on the board for Salem this half inning. We're going to keep the crowd mic on as our food and beverage intern Parker will sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game here at the stretch.
Thank you.
We're back here in the bottom of the seventh inning stretch completed. Green Jackets trailing 4-2. Green Jackets struggled mightily at home in the first half of the year. They were 12 games below 500 at SRP Park in the first half of the season. The Green Jackets were also 6 games above 500 away from SRP Park as well, in large part because of a series against Columbia where the Green Jackets lost 6 of 8 in demonstrative fashion. That was all the way back in April. It's been a long season, and I was doing the calculations today. Green Jackets have used 64 different players over the course of this season. Many of them have since progressed to high A or double A, as this one's taken down and in. We have yet to have a rehabber this year, and in all likelihood, we very almost certainly will not, because Rome and Gwinnett are both just so much closer to Atlanta. 1-0 to Boucher, taken for a strike. Good off-speed pitch there. Boucher 0 for 2, a pair of strikeouts. Bottom of the order, 0 for 5 with a walk and 5 strikeouts. Batters 7, 8, and 9. 1-1. Sliced foul into the Augusta dugout. Handful of players this year for Augusta have since been released and are on to different adventures. Some are back in Florida, and a lot who are not on the current roster are in high A now, which is the kind of progression that you would hope for. This one tipped into the mitt, and it is held on to for strike 3. Hat trick for Boucher. And it'll bring up Godman 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts today. There are still 6 more games remaining in this season as Augusta heads to down east, Kinston, North Carolina, which, in case you don't know where that is, it's okay because the vast majority of people don't know where it is either. First pitch to Godman is a breaking ball for a strike. It's been an effective performance with that off-speed pitch to begin at bats. Kinston, North Carolina is like over near Outer Banks almost. As Godman swings and misses at a fastball, it's 0-2. It's like 2 hours past Fayetteville towards the Pamlico River in the North Carolina eastern shore. 0-2 is swung on and missed. A 3-pitch strikeout for Paez, who's got it all working right now, and quickly 2 away. But yeah, driving to Kinston, North Carolina from Augusta, it's, I believe, something like a 5 hour and 50 minute drive. So it'll be quite the trip there. First pitch to Collins is taken for a strike on the outside edge. Paez has been fantastic so far. He is now through 2 2/3 innings on 43 pitches with 4 strikeouts and has given up just 2 hits. 0-1. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal up the line, and he did not. It's 1-1. Actually, right now, it's saying just 4 hours and 48 minutes, so we're counting our blessings here for that. One. Golfed that and missed. Paez, those 3 pitches, the fastball in the low 90s and upper 80s, the changeup in the mid-80s, and then the slower, almost, I mean, you call it a slider, but it's really probably more of a curveball because of its velocity. It's been working so far. 1-2 taken high with a fastball. It's now 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Slice foul and off the suite's windows. It'll land all the way in the front row down in the lower bowl. We've yet to have an announced attendance tonight, but barring something drastic, which is not going to be the case given how full the park is all the way around. It's a 360-degree concourse here, and plenty of folks are standing, but it will be, by almost 100 fans, the highest average attendance in club history this year. 2-2, swung on and missed, and Paez will strike out the side in order. We go to the eighth. New arm coming in. When we come back, it is Green Jackets 2 and Salem 4.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here for the top of the eighth inning, new arm in to work. It is Zach Austin, who is on a pretty impressive run right now. He has been dynamite since his first outing, where he struggled with command and control against Salem, where he only lasted two-thirds of an inning. He has been more or less flawless. He has not given up an earned run in six consecutive outings. And he is the man on the mound right now with a two-run deficit as Salem took the lead for the second time today with a two-run sixth. Austin worked an inning on the doubleheader day on Thursday. Got a save, closed out the no-hitter in game number one. On a seven-inning scoreless streak. Has been very hard to hit, holding lefties to a 167 average, and batters as a whole only at 192 against, which is the lowest on the team. Pitch here is in for a strike. And a swing and a miss. A three-pitch strikeout to begin the outing for Austin. Picks up right where he left off the other day. Got a strikeout to begin the outing and then got a couple of ground ball outs, including a rollover to third that completed the no-hitter. It was the Green Jackets' second no-hitter of the season. Nathaniel Uten is the man in the box now. Lefty is 0 for 3. 10 hits today for Salem. And he is very late to a fastball. Season's coming to an end. And bit by bit, I begin to miss parts of home. I'm looking forward to getting out to Amherst, obviously, for work. 0-1 is in for a strike, 0-2. It's the first year in my entire life where I've been to a different ballpark other than Fenway to begin a summer. I went to Truist back in July for a Braves game against the White Sox. 0-2, taken upstairs. 98 there from Austin, who's really bringing it. Looking forward to hopefully getting out to Milton Academy, my high school alma mater, and catching my younger brother in some soccer games there. Chat with some old teachers and whatnot. Again, 1-2 upstairs. And just getting ready to sit back and watch the leaves change. For people who don't work in minor league baseball, it is a pretty all-intensive job all the time for players, coaches, and staff, as this one is flared towards left field. Ceballos will track it down in fair ground for the out. But with games 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, you're working, you know, between 9 and 9:30 in the morning every day through whenever the game ends in the evening. So it's, you know, 12 or 13 hour days, 6 days in a row. And then you do that 22 times with just the All-Star break, and to give you some rest. And it'll be good to get back on a slightly more relaxed schedule. Austin's got two quick outs and he gets Lear to Swing and miss here. It's 0-1. A one downstairs to Lyra. Austin has just moved with so much confidence. The stuff in the second outing was also a little shaky. I believe he hit one and walked one there. And then since then, it has just been letting his stuff play up. I'll get a check swing here. I think he went. Indeed, he did, says home plate umpire Frank Jones. Austin to Godman. The pitch is swung on and missed. He fired a fastball right by him. And the side is retired. Austin sends it down in order. Now an eight-inning scoreless streak for Austin. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets looking to draw closer, a 4-2 ball game. Back here in the bottom of the eighth, Green Jackets trailing 4-2. Ambioris Tavares, 1-for-3, a single his last time up, is the man in the box. Paez delivers, and it is swung on and missed. Paez has been impressive so far, in line for the win. Entered in a game that was tied up at 2, and has gone 3 innings since. He's given up 2 hits. He has not walked a batter. Augusta has only drawn 1 walk today. A rarity. Tavares back in the box. Paez from the windup, 0-1. Taken down low. Average for Tavares up to 214. OPS to 647. Again, just the second half of the season for him has been so different than the first half. 1-1. Tipped foul off the mask of the catcher. His average was at 214 back on May 6th. The next time it got over 200 was June 24th. And it's been a battle around the Mendoza line since then. The 1-2 grounded softly to short. Alcantara charges, got to get rid of it quickly. It bounces in, and it's not in time as Feliz can't handle it. And Tavares is safe at first. That's a bad throw there from Alcantara, who spiked it in the infield grass, not even on the dirt, and that should be an error on Alcantara to bring the tying run to the plate. But Tavares really slumped after the All-Star break, was down to 199. And then it's just been a steady upward climb since the middle of August, now up to 214, which is his highest, especially as the season has gone on. McGee in, and he will take one for a strike. They have given it as an error, an E6 indeed. I think it's important for the Green Jackets to get Tavares home here as the leadoff man, make it a one-run contest. The pitch to McGee is fouled off. Tavares being held on by Feliz at first. Tavares goes. The pitch is sliced down the left field line. It's going to get foul by about 5 feet. Right idea there, though, with a hit and run. Tavares got a good jump, and if McGee had landed that one down the left field line, I think Tavares scores from first in that case. And it's now 1-2. McGee in RBI, but he is 0-3. The pitch is up and away. And we'll even out at 2-2. Actually, I believe it is now 1-2. I think they added a ball earlier that has since gotten taken away. The pitch, runner goes. It is fought foul into the Augusta dugout. Jair Casanova nearly made the play on it. A pitcher is going through the early parts of a warm-up down the right field line for Salem. Just doing those plyo balls, beginning to loosen. Tavares has gone the last two pitches. We'll see if they throw over here to keep him honest. 2-2 on McGee. Man on first and no one out in the eighth. Pickoff throw comes over, tag down, not in time. Runner goes. The 2-2 is swung on and missed. The throw down, it skips up, the tag, and they got him. A strike him out, throw him out, double play for Paez. And Jostinson, rather, Johanafran Garcia, and now two away and no one on in the eighth. You like the idea, but Tavares gets caught, and now two away. 17th time he has been caught stealing this year. Ceballos will take a fastball up and in. Tavares now tied for the league lead in times caught stealing. As this one's taken for a strike, it's 1-1. Ceballos, 1-3 with a solo homer, a strikeout, and a ground out. Green Jackets trailing by 2. 1-1 is chopped towards third. The third baseman cuts it off. Anderson's throw to first is in time, and the side is retired. Green Jackets send up the minimum for the second straight inning after a leadoff error leads to a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Austin comes out for the ninth win. We come back in the final inning of action at SRP Park this year.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the ninth here in the Sunday home finale at SRP Park this season. Zach Austin remains on the mound as the Green Jackets are trailing 4-2. There is an arm up and warming down the line in the bullpen for the visitors. Maybe someone who could come in and possibly secure a save. It looks like possibly Raylan Perez, who we have not seen since Tuesday this week. First, Austin's got to get through 8-9-1. Feliz, Asihen, and Garcia. Green Jackets have been out hit 10-4 today. Feliz so far 2-for-3 with an RBI and a strikeout. First pitch to him is a strike at the bottom of the zone. Austin working on an 8-inning scoreless streak here. He's been a real bright spot in this bullpen. And this pitch down and away. Fireworks, kids run the bases afterwards. Plenty of people sticking around here before coming back to SRP Park next spring. This one is swung on and missed. Austin has been not only confident, but very efficient. He only needed 11 pitches to get out of that first inning of work, which he did with two strikeouts and a pop-out. Austin's 1-2. Chopped to short. McGee is there on three hops. He throws to first for the out. One away, and that'll bring up Albertson Asihen, who singled and then was caught stretching to a second in his first AB in his hitless since. 1-for-3. Green Jackets still trailing in this one, 4-2. They led 1-0, and that was their last lead. They did tie the game at 2-2 in the bottom of the third. The first pitch, Asihen, ooh, hits him up and in. And that will put him aboard. 97 miles an hour there on the shoulder. And Asihen will walk to first somewhat angrily. And now he is down, and I think they're going to maybe bring the trainer out here. There's no good place to take 97, but I would guess that the upper shoulder is probably not the best. Austin did hit a handful of batters. He had some general control issues. He did hit a batter against Salem in his debut, but also issued a number of walks in those first two outings. Gave up a hit batsman and three walks, and then two walks in his next outing, and that's his first hit batsman and just the second walk or hit batter in his last six appearances. Top of the order now to the plate as Garcia will take a ball. One away and one on. Garcia 2-for-4 with two singles, both softly hit into the outfield. The runner goes. The pitch is taken low. Godman's throw and the tag not in time. 12th stolen base of the year for Asihen, who leads the team, the active team, in stolen bases. Green Jackets came into today hoping for a sweep to win their sixth consecutive game. 2-0 misses downstairs, now 3-0. Asihen leads off of second, being held on by Verdung. Austin comes to the set, taps the front foot. And the 3-0 outside in low ball four. So two men aboard now on a walk and a hit by pitch. And it'll bring up Antonio Anderson, who is still hitless today with two flyouts, a strikeout, and a fielder's choice. But Austin now having to work through a bit of traffic here. Good speed aboard with Garcia and Asihen. First pitch is down and away. Godman had to smother it in the dirt. I think maybe the hit batsman is in the head a little bit of Austin here, just seeing how he has missed the zone a little bit since then. And he spikes one up here, goes in and out of Godman's glove, and it'll get over towards the backstop, and everyone will advance 90 feet. So now insurance runs on second and third, and one away. It'll bring the infield in, but perhaps more concerning are the misses here, as we're going to get some action in the Augusta bullpen as Wes McGuire will come out. So mountain visit complete. Green Jackets actually opened the year with four straight home losses. They were 1-0 after the season opening win in Columbia. Two games got rained out there and then came back and dropped four straight, all close games to Down East before winning the next two. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed here by Anderson, and it's 2-1. But the home portion of the schedule has been challenging for Augusta this season. A win here would move them to 500 in the second half, but they were, again, well below that in the first half. And this one swung on and missed, now 2-2. Austin looking for the strikeout. Infield in, and the 2-2 pitch is downstairs, and that will fill them up. Looks like Ellison Joseph is the man up and warming here in the Green Jackets bullpen. Three-two, taken downstairs, ball four. It gets away from Godman. They're going to try and score, and there will not be a throw. The insurance run comes home. It's now a 5-2 ball game as that ball just got through the legs of Godman. Everyone advances 90 feet. So Asihan in to score. Garcia heads to third, and Anderson to first on the walk, and we'll see the scoring there. But it is now a three-run lead for Salem at 5-2. Oh, boy. A hawk just flew over the stadium and let loose all over the field. And every fan saw it happening, too, because it was illuminated perfectly in the light of the stadium. You see something new every day in minor league baseball. Just can't imagine I've seen that this year. Oh, one runner goes for second. It swung on and missed. The throw down to second base is in time. They got him there for out number two. Anderson caught stealing. Yeah, now two away. That run that scored is a passed ball ruled on Godman, so it should be an unearned run. 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. They'll have to throw down to first to get him. And Godman will. And the side is retired. A run comes in on a couple of walks, a hit by pitch, and a pass ball. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets down three, needing to rally. We're back here for the bottom of the ninth, potentially the final frame of action here at SRP Park this year. If Augusta cannot mount a comeback, cleanup hitter Drew Compton at the plate, a new arm on the mound. The 22-year-old Ryland Perez looking to clinch his third save of the season. He is 2-for-3 on save opportunities this year. Green Jackets struck out 4 times against him in 2 innings on Tuesday night. First pitch in for a strike to Compton. Compton is 1-for-3, a single, a groundout, and a strikeout. Green Jackets trailing 5-2. Austin gets through 2 innings of work without allowing an earned run. The run against him is unearned because of the passed ball, although he did hit a batter and walk 2. He did strike out 3 as well in that time. Compton, switch hitter, batting left against the righty Perez. The pitch is in for a strike. 3/4 arm slot for the righty on the mound. Hard to pick up the ball out of the hand. Was basically perfect in August, giving up just 1 earned run in 12 innings of work. The 1-2 is swung on and missed. And down on strikes goes Compton for out number 1. That'll bring up Jace Grady. It is a save situation here with the 3-run lead, and without a doubt, the pitcher in line for the win is Jedickson Paez. Paez, who went 4 innings of work, striking out 6, giving up just 2 hits. Grady in the box. First pitch to him is chopped towards first. Slow roller. First baseman and pitcher can't get there. First baseman flips to the pitcher, covering in time for out number 2, just barely. A nervy 3-1 ground out. And the Green Jackets now down to their final out here at home. Green Jackets down by 3, down to their final out. They've won 5 in a row, and Will Verdung is the only hope here with no one aboard and 2 away. Verdung, hitless today, will check swing into the mitt. They appeal at the line. He held up. It's 1-0. Green Jackets have already secured a series win, a season series win. Trying to complete a sweep here. The 1-0 in the zone for a strike. The 1-1 to Verdung is inside. Should he reach, Boucher is the man on deck. A loss here would also guarantee the Green Jackets cannot finish over 500 this year with 6 games to go. The 2-1 in the zone for a strike. Green Jackets coming into today 59-65. They lost a game in Delmarva that was canceled due to weather, so they would need to win all remaining games to get over 500 at 66-65. They're down to their final strike here, though. The 2-2 is swung on and missed, and the ball game is over. The Green Jackets send up the minimum in the final 3 frames against Paez and Perez. And the home season for 2023 comes to an end. That'll bring us to the Easy Go postgame show for the final time at SRP Park this year. The final score, Salem 5 and Augusta 2. Green Jackets win the first 5 games of this series. They end up unable to complete a sweep, but plenty to be proud of for this team. The fans of this team got to see a no-hitter at home this year. They got to see 2 walk-off wins, and of course, the last series of the season ended up in a 5-1 decision in favor of Augusta. The it guy of the game today will be the fans, who end up coming through in big numbers yet again, as Augusta will end up having their highest performance as far as average fan attendance goes this year. 5,072 fans the attendance tonight, as the Green Jackets will end up averaging about 4,200 fans per game. Salem takes the win. The winning pitcher is Jedickson Paez, who improves to 5-5. Ryland Perez picks up his 3rd save of the year. I've been Nathan Strauss. You can find me online at Nathan P. Strauss on Twitter, Instagram, etc. It's been fun calling Green Jackets baseball this year for you. We've got 6 games to go, and we will head to Down East on Tuesday morning. We'll take a break, and we'll talk to you from North Carolina on Tuesday. We'll talk to you then here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. To whoever comes in next year, Green Jackets fans are some of the best in the Carolina League, and Braves Nation will welcome you with open arms. We'll talk to you later on.